Hello.
Hello. Hi. Good afternoon. My name is Lulu. I was looking to speak with the owner, if I can, of Honeydew Handyman Services.
This is he.
Well, hello there, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Well, very good. I'm happy to hear that. That's wonderful. The reason why I was reaching out to you this afternoon, we are, the company I'm with here is Local Splash. I think I said that. What we are is a premier Google channel partner, a data service provider to Google and Bing. And we did have a position become available on the first page of Google for your keyword searches there in your area. And I'd like to share that. Yeah, I'd like to talk to you about that. You know, getting your company listed as one of the top recommended handyman services in your service area, whatever that might be, you know, whether it's good thing about this also, being a handyman like that, you'll not only pop up for, you know, like best handyman service near me, but each individual service that you provide, okay, because you guys, you know, like to target, you know, certain areas in your field. So you list everything that you do, and when your customers are looking for those services, your business is going to pop up, okay, for each individual keyword.
Like a funnel?
Like a funnel?
Yes.
What do you mean? I don't understand. What do you mean by?
Like a funnel they use on marketing online, where the words kick in and they get first in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We add those keywords into your Google listing, and then that way, when your customers are looking for those services, your company's going to pop right up. Absolutely, definitely.
And what's the cost of this?
I'm going to pull that up for you because it looks to me, but mark me if I'm wrong, please. Sometimes I am. I did a little research. It looks like you're fairly new. Am I correct?
Uh-huh.
You are? Okay, so you qualify
that,
for it.
That business, that one's a newer.
This one is? Did you have one before this also?
Well, I have two businesses.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are you looking to list the other one?
I'm not sure yet. It just depends on my growth, because like right now it's super busy, and I've got to be able to get more people that are qualified to do the work so that I could get them sent out. So finding quality workers is hard to find right now.
Yeah. Oh, you're not alone. You're not alone at all. Yeah.
That's the thing. I can keep myself busy. But it's growing that next phase where you can get quality and qualified workers to actually stay working.
Right. Yeah. No,
which is benefits and trying to provide all the things that they kind of need. But a lot of them they want to steal your business and, you know, take it for themselves.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. It is. Well, it's part of the game.
It is. You're right. I agree. It is. It's unfortunate though. You know, it really is.
Right. That's kind of why I started at the handyman service, because it was more of a smaller network and you're in and out fairly quick. My other business, other company, it's more long-term construction work.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. All right.
It's more like building and remodeling and, you know, more in-depth handyman services, getting in and get it out, you know, and so.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of spawned into doing some of that too. So,
yeah, okay. Now with the other company, do you have a crew working on that one, doing that one?
Yeah, I've got three crews on that.
Oh my God! Wow. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, that's good, right?
Well, Nashville, this area is just really booming right now. So I mean, work is not a scarcity at all.
Oh, good. Wow, that's really super, super good. I'm good.
That's why I was
kind
of looking at the phone numbers from Decatur.
Mm-hmm. It's because you have the same area code. So what happens?
It links to the same area.
It does. The internet does that. But the funny thing is, I mean, it's really, you know, technology is so different nowadays. The funny thing is, that number that came up on your phone, you can call me directly back. Isn't that something?
Is that right?
Yeah.
So actually used, for when I started the handyman service, I actually started with Angie Leads.
Oh, okay. How did that work out?
So It's got its pros and cons. I've just been on it for like a month right now, and I mean, I still get my own stuff, but I just thought I would just check it out. But the way that they do they charge you for the leads.
Yeah.
And they were charging like $63 just for a leaked amount of TV.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. And so I told them, how am I supposed to bid these jobs? You know, if you're charging me $63, you know,
Most
handyman services, or at least the good ones, are getting about $100 to $150 an hour, you know, per job.
Per job. Right,
yeah.
Right.
So,
wow.
Each company has their own way of kind of milking you, you know. So
yeah.
They can send you leads, and I can't turn it on and off. If I turn it off, it's only off for 48 hours. So if I'm on a big job or something that's going to last, you know, a week to a month, it's going to turn back on every 48 hours. I got to get back on, turn it back off.
Oh,
by
my
that
God.
Time, they try to push the lead onto you and charge you these leads, you know.
I think that you can call them and pause them for like 2 weeks, 2 months at a time.
Yeah, they've got to be able to do something. There's no reason for them to like set it up that way. I should be able to turn it on and off as I want. I know Home Depot and Lowe's is like that.
That's how.
Yeah,
because they force that. It's greed.
And so I set a $500 limit, you know, and they. Next thing I know, they're charging over my $500 limit, you know.
Oh,
and
my God.
I was like, well, then what's the use of setting the limit if you guys are going to, you know, I mean, it just doesn't set a good business professionalism when you're not going to fulfill your word. You want me to fulfill my word, but yet you don't want to fulfill your word.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I'm old school, so it used to be a handshake was good and a word was good. But nowadays, you can't trust anybody these days.
Isn't that
That's
terrible?
Why I set it up. I set my name up as Honeydew Man because only the older generation knows what a Honeydew Man was.
Yeah.
You
right.
Know,
exactly.
When you say Honeydew, you know, I mean, this millennials don't know what that is. Most of them
don't.
You'll get, you know, the older people that get it what Honeydew was. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that
yeah.
was kind of my strategic move with, you know, Honeydew Handyman Services.
Right, right, yeah.
Little,
you're right, and
lengthy,
I agree. I'm old school, too. Yeah, and I'm with you on all of it. I totally understand. Yeah,
so what's
I really
the price
do.
On this thing?
Okay, I sent it over to my director, John. He's going to apply a new in business rate for us, okay? So what is your first name, if you don't mind me asking?
It's Sean, S-H-A-W-N.
Okay, Sean. Let me get John. It's his name, okay? And he is going to, hang on just a second here. Here he comes. Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Sean.